Friends, 17 years ago, I embarked on a training course. Middle son was just weeks old. I managed to get away for a whole week of a residential, which didn't go down that well in the end, but never mind, that's the way it goes. But the theme of the course, it ran over a year and a half, was that as leaders, we were called to lead more like Christ, to lead more people to Christ, but also to be led more by Christ. And although that was applied to leaders, I think we can apply it to ourselves to say, actually, as individuals who are followers of Jesus, we are called to be people who clearly follow Jesus, who are led by Jesus. But also that, if you like, that inheritance of faith doesn't stop with us. We're also called to invest in other people who then we pray and we hope we'll become followers of Jesus, we'll become Christians, or indeed people who we are wanting to help mature in Christ. And in a sense, that's partly why we are keen on things like home groups and various small groups, because there's a sense of people sparking off each other, of listening to each other, of wanting to grow together in Christ. But even people like me, we are not just called to be leaders, but to be led by Christ. And there's a kind of overlap here with our Bible passage, because although this was written by Paul, you know, the great apostle Paul, to his apostle, his apprentice almost, in Star Wars terms, his Padawan learner, I suppose, Timothy, and it feels like it's very specific. You know, Timothy, you are called to preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, to correct, rebuke, and encourage, do it with great patience and careful instruction. There's a sense in which that can be applied to many other people, particularly to leaders, but I suspect also to our own lives. If we are wanting to lead others to Jesus, actually, when it's appropriate, we need to be willing to both preach, as in to tell others the good news, but also to live out our lives, whether it's a good or a bad season for people wanting to talk about faith. And when there's opportunity to correct, to rebuke if necessary, to encourage, but doing it all with great patience and careful instruction. But also we can apply it to ourselves. If we're going to be If this is who we are called to be, how are we going to know the word if we're not reading the Bible? How are we going to know God's call to us if we're not trying to understand it for ourselves? And I think we live in a great age, a difficult age, when Paul's words seem very much applied to this age. Let me read you the next couple of verses. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. Now, you just think about the way life has changed in the last few years, and the way that what seemed to be, as it were, at odds with Christian faith, now lots of people want to say is normal. And I just wonder how much this is about gathering a great number of teachers to say what they want to hear. And for us, we need to guard against this sort of perhaps drifting away from faith, from truth, by actually coming back to the Bible, by reading it, by knowing what the Bible says. It might not be terribly popular anymore, but we are called to be people of the book, people of the book, but also we follow Jesus. And that's a lively, living relationship. So actually, if you like, that's what saves us rather than a correct understanding of the Bible. But the Bible gives us God's will, God's way for our lives, how we're called to live our lives. And the only way we're going to know if what we're hearing is truth or not is by comparing it with the Bible. And sometimes the Bible is hard to understand, and sometimes that's why we need to be in little groups to be able to say, I'm struggling with this verse, just help me here. What does it really say? What is it meaning? Because we're called to be people who keep our head in all situations, whether that be situations of unknowing or situations of others trying to call us to a different way of thinking. But notice Paul then moves the conversation back to himself. By now, Paul recognizes he's going to die soon. The last few verses, I'll read those to you. I'm already being poured out like a drink offering. The time for my departure is near. I've fought the good fight. I've finished the race. I've kept the faith. Now, he's still alive. But I'm recognizing that for some of us here, actually, we can echo those words. I've fought the good fight. I've finished the race. I've kept the faith. And so with Paul, we can also say, now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord will award to me on that day when Paul dies, when he'll end up in heaven. And although Paul hasn't died, he's recognizing that his race is almost over. And we can say these words and we can apply them to, yes, to people like Jean Bowring, and we can say, yes, she's fought her good fight, she's finished the race, she's kept the faith, and now she's discovered the crown of righteousness which God has given to her. But God also gives it to all who have longed for his appearing. And I pray that for you. Not all of you, you're all not all. Well, although none of us know how long our days are, do we? But in normal, natural terms, some of us are rather closer to meeting our Lord than others of us. And if as you look back on life and you go, no, well, I kind of fought the good fight, but, you know, didn't put my fist very much often, or I just kind of walked away for a bit. God is gracious. God forgives. God loves it when we come back to him and say, look, I've messed up, but I'm back. Because just like with our children generally, there are times when although we love them, they do things we do not like. And it's the same with God. We're adopted into his family. We are his children. And even though we might do stuff that God doesn't necessarily terribly proud of, we're still his children. And he longs and he loves it when we come back to him. So I pray that you will finish the race well, that you will keep the faith, that you will know eventually what it means to have that crown of righteousness. And that is on offer to all who have longed for his appearing. Now that you can read that on two levels. For some people, there is that sense of saying, God, I think my race is finished. Will you come and take me home soon? And for others, there is that sense of saying, actually, God, we know that you're going to come back in mighty power, in the second coming, in that sense of that bringing this world to an end. But when that happens, the opportunity for repentance, for taking up that offer of adoption of God's love for us, that opportunity will come to an end. So there's a sense in which we want to say, yes, we long for your appearing, but not yet, Lord, because there's all these other people, my neighbors, my family, that don't know you, and I want them to come to faith first. And actually, one of the most important things we can do is to pray. And pray for those who don't yet know Jesus, that God would soften their hearts, that God would put people around them that will explain the faith, that God would reveal himself in dreams and visions of the night. So even if you feel that your physical life is pretty much spent, spiritually, pray, friends. Pray for the coming of God's kingdom. Pray for an advance of his kingdom in the lives of those that you know who don't yet know Jesus. It's vital work. It's hard work. But it's work that can still be done at whatever age, whatever stage we're at. And yes, I appreciate it's Mother's Day and we haven't talked about mothers at all. But actually, we heard this morning, just as God just doesn't forget us. He longs for us to come to faith. The Bible talks about a mother may or may not forget a child at her breast. In fact, that's pretty unlikely, isn't it? You know, but actually God in no sense forgets us. We're called to be people who continue to fight to the end. Keep putting on the armor of God, friends. Keep praying. Keep doing all that you can.